Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. The Burrenbeo Trust is a charity established in 2008 to create greater appreciation for the Burren landscape. However, through need and demand, it has evolved to widen that remit to landscapes beyond the Burren. One of the Trust's most successful projects has been the Hare's Corner, an initiative that helps landowners make more space for nature through the creation of a mini woodland, mini orchard, pond, or a plan for nature. Lee Worrell is the Hare's Corner officer with the Burrenbeo Trust.
The Hare's Corner was a project that we launched in August of 2021, and that was specifically to have actionable steps to create an opportunity for landowners in County Clare to create more habitats. So we offered the creation of wildlife ponds, native woodlands, and heritage orchards for the first round. And for the second round, we've added a plan for nature, which sees ecologists visiting the landowners and doing site assessments with them and offering advice and reports so that they can take action themselves.
So what exactly then is a Hare's Corner?
Yeah, it comes from an old Irish phrase. It was a bit of land that was awkward and not able to be farmed, so they left it go wild. So they called that the Hare's Corner. Just what you'd call that rank bit of land that was wild, that you didn't graze or farm. So in order to rewild, we kind of took on that name to pay homage to this wild bit of land.
And how important have the Hare's Corners turned out to be?
It's been an absolutely amazing response that we've had, and everyone is so excited when they are able to not only dig the pond, but see herons and frog spawn and newts and ducks and everything come in and start populating this space. And as well as the heritage orchards and the native woodlands, they just feel they can see that they're taking action and doing something that's beneficial and positive for the environment. And it really excites them and they want to continue to do more.
So you might have a case on the farmer's land or a homeowner's land that they might have an area that's overgrown, which they can develop for good, for biodiversity. They can do that themselves.
Yes, and sometimes, like with the plan for nature, some people might think, oh, these brambles or nettles, you know, let's get rid of them. But in some cases, they can have a positive benefit as well. So we do those assessments and kind of help them, give them advice and resources, as well as some funding or the trees to really, really do what's best for their specific bit of land.
And if you have a piece of land and you don't have a rough area, an area you can call a Hare's Corner, you can create your own Hare's Corner, you can create your own pond.
That's right, yeah. So it's open to anyone, whether you're a farmer, a community group, a private landowner. We don't want to displace species-rich land or already present woodlands, so we kind of help give them advice on where best to put these orchards, this woodland, and their native wildlife ponds.
So if somebody wants to do something for biodiversity and they have an area, they can call you, you can come visit, see what they have, and give them advice and even funding as well.
That's right. So we are in the third phase of the Hare's Corner program. The applications are now closed. We have a number of applicants that we're working with currently to give them their wildlife ponds and trees and plans for nature. And next year we'll have another round open again in which anyone who's a resident in Clare can apply and hopefully receive some biodiversity actions.
You're getting good response to all of that. The fact that people can be helped financially and with advice, that the Hare's Corners have become very popular across County Clare.
Yes, that's right. And we've also expanded into County Mayo for the first time this year. That is very exciting as well because we're also adding the peatland plan. And peatland is a great place to store a lot of carbon. So as it grows, it just gets more and more exciting and more people want to be a part of it.
The fact that more and more people do want to be part of it would suggest that we are getting more conscious of our environment, getting more conscious of what we can do to preserve biodiversity. Is that fair to say?
I would definitely agree with that. The more we share and inform each other, and you know, if a neighbor has an orchard, they'll talk to all their other neighbors, and that just spreads the awareness, and it really is gaining a lot of positive traction.
And if someone is thinking of developing part of their land as a Hare's Corner, is it easy really?
It's very easy. It could be as easy as pulling out a spade and digging a hole to create a bit of a wetland. You know, the trees we give out are all bare root trees, some in, you know, 1 liter pots. So they're very small and easy to manage, easy to plant. And the advice we give, it's very simple and basic, easy to follow. So it's really quite easy to create a bit of space for nature. With the third phase, including County Mayo and County Clare, with the Hare's Corner project, we plan by the beginning of 2024, when all of these actions are able to be carried out, we'll have created 150 woodlands with around 15,000 native trees being planted. 3,000 of those will be the native burn pine, which is a very exciting project. We'll have created around 220 heritage apple orchards, with just under 2,000 apple trees being planted, 90 wildlife ponds, 90 plans for nature, and about a dozen peatland plans. So it's really an amazing project that has had profound impact. When you have mature trees, it not only is a habitat for insects and birds, but it also becomes a way to fill out the food web. The roots hold in the soil. When they decompose, they provide food, and you know, the fungus break it down. It's really part of the entire food web that it's adding to and helping to sustain the biodiversity of our wildlife.
That was Lee Worrell, the Hare's Corner officer with the Burren Bio Trust. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.